That's the year that he starts hearing a ringing in his ears, a progressive loss of high-frequency hearing. He goes to quack doctors who do terrible things to his body, and slowly he becomes increasingly depressed. In 1802, he has come to realize that this progressive hearing loss is incurable. And in the fall of 1802, he contemplates suicide. He pens a document we now call the Heiligenstadt Testament, in which he rails against God and humankind, reflects on his isolation, contemplates suicide, and writes his will. So the fall of 1802 is a terrible, terrible time for Beethoven. Beethoven wrote some of his most joyful music when he was in his most dark moods. Please, let's listen to some of the music Beethoven wrote in October of 1802 when he was in the depths of this depression. And let us ask ourselves, what is this music about? Is it heroic and magnificent, like the Symphony No. 5? Is it grieving and unhappy, as befits his frame of mind in 1802? And if not, what is this music all about? Symphony No. 2, Fourth Movement, Ludwig van Beethoven, Fall, 1802. Again, just that much. Well, this music sounds kind of upbeat. This doesn't sound depressed, but it sounds kind of weird, too. This is a strange theme for a symphonic movement. Please, let's just listen to the very beginning of this movement. That much, again. What an odd way to begin a symphonic movement. What could this music possibly be about? Well, I'll tell you what it is about. When Beethoven got depressed, and boy was he depressed, in 1802, his GI tract would go bonkers. Belching, burping, gas, flatulence, you name it, he had it. He was a one-man band, my friends. You would not get into an elevator with Beethoven in the fall of 1802. What's this movement about? It's about his gastrointestinal problems. It begins with a burp or a hiccup, followed by a rumble or a groan. Oh. Now, don't blame the messenger. This is crude, but it's true. Beethoven's Second Symphony, Fourth Movement, makes fun of the physical problems he's having as a result of his stress and depression. Please, let's listen to the opening of this fourth movement again, and let's be aware of all the oh, oh, oh. Ugly, but true. Real life, real people, real music. And I would tell you that only my respect for such a distinguished audience keeps me from playing the gruesomely explosive conclusion of this movement, where the problems move southward. Again, real life, real music. You'll never hear Beethoven's Second the same way again. Like any aspect of life, concert music can be serious, tragic, joyful, stupid, irreverent, and funny, often at the same time. So let's look at and listen to this music, not as distant, unassailable, superhuman objects, but as living, breathing things that have as much to tell us about themselves, their creators, their times, and their places, as they have to tell us about ourselves here today. Thank you.